Hello, partner. This is Kenneth Copeland. I'm calling today with a very heavy heart, as I know your heart is heavy also, for the families up in Connecticut of this horrible, horrible situation there. And before we go any further with the word of the Lord that's come to me today to call you about, let's pray for those families together. Father, we take this moment to praise you and thank you for your word and for you revealing yourself to us and how to comfort those that are in such pain and heartache right at this moment. And we ask you, sir, to manifest yourself to them, manifest yourself among these families in the name of Jesus with overwhelming love. In your presence, in Jesus' name, amen. Partner, before anybody, before you or me or anyone else ever walks out the door of the sanctuary of our homes, out into this troubled world, we must be very, very conscious of the protections that are provided us in the Word of God and to exercise our faith, therefore setting into motion the things that God has given us. Jesus has paid for this protection, paid for it with His blood, has given us His name and His Word concerning it, and very definite promises to stand on and to live by. Of course, you and I both know that none of these things are automatic. They have to be mixed with faith in order to function. The first thing to remember is in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits." Now, these are our benefits given to us by the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, who forgives all of your iniquities, heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, and who crowns thee or covers you with His loving kindness and tender mercies. This is extremely important. Before your children leave home, lay hands on them. Before your husband leaves the house, before your wife goes to the grocery store, Gloria and I always do this. If she's going to the store, just leave it for a few moments. We catch hands and we give God thanks for our benefits and our protection and the fact that our lives are redeemed from destruction. Every time we get on the airplane, every time we get in the car, we take the time to exercise our destruction redemption. Now, these things are wrapped up also in the 91st Psalm. Let me demonstrate this, and I believe the Lord will be able to cover a lot of words in a lot of time. I'll just pray with you right now. And we'll pray together, and I will demonstrate this prayer. Listen to it very carefully. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over ourselves today. We plead the blood over this car. We plead the blood over this airplane. We plead the blood over our home. We plead the blood over my child today, sir, as he or she leaves the sanction of their home and goes into their school. Father, we plead the blood for protection against every evil spirit, every evil thing, every evil person, every evil plan of the devil is now bound, stopped, and thwarted and brought to nothing. Ministering angels of God, according to the first chapter of the book of Hebrews. You are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs unto salvation. Lift us up, lest we dash our foot against a stone. And keep us in all of our ways. We give you praise, Father, and we thank you for the encompassing blessing of the Lord. We thank you for the blessing wall that was between Job and the forces of Satan. We thank you that that wall is up, and we give you praise for its protection. Now, you remember, I know, from the 91st Psalm, it said, I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. And then the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th verses, 10th verses, all talk about the divine protections from everything from flying missiles to chemical warfare. Everything that bad people and demons working together can bring against the people of God. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. It'll not come nigh you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. In other words, it'll all be around you and it'll all be there. But to you, it'll just be like a bad movie because it can't get through to the secret place of the Most High God. Now, I said all that to bring up this 11th verse. For, now this has to do all the way from verse 3 through verse 10. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. That is the job of the angels, to keep all of this terrible stuff from getting through the blessing wall and affecting you. It's the same wall that was between the Egypt and the land of Goshen. What darkness was in Egypt, there was light in the land of Goshen. And then, of course, verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name, or he knows I'm in covenant with him. He'll call on me, and I will answer him, and I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, let me back up here. Because Kenneth has set his love upon me, saith the Lord, therefore will I deliver Kenneth. I will set Kenneth on high because he's known my name and knows that he has a covenant with me. Kenneth will call on me and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise God. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and sing praises unto his name, the Lord Most High. Father, thank you for this word today, and we give you praise, and we honor you, and we thank you today for your overwhelming grace that you have given us, and your desire to treat us as though sin had never been. And we thank you for it, sir, in Jesus' name. Amen. Gloria and I love you, and we pray for you. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.